This is 1320 WILS. Talking about being attractive to women, new research looking at how facial hair attracts women. Do beards make men more desirable? Christopher Oldstone Moore is the author of the book of Beards and Men, The Revealing History of Facial Hair. And he has a pretty impressive beard himself, I think. Right, Christopher?
Well, it's up to others to say.
Yeah. Was there a point in your life where you decided I'm going to grow a beard and keep it? Or?
Recently. Yeah,
oh,
pretty
really?
Recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before that, you typically would just be clean shaven, huh?
Yeah, it fit in easier. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything changed in life now that you have a beard? Or?
I hope so.
Yeah. Now, the study basically, I'm curious because you wrote about the history of facial hair. The study found that women find the men to be sexiest if they have heavy stubble and then short stubble, but having a full beard or being clean shaven is less sexy. Has that been historically the case?
Well, I think that's a new finding, and it's come up a couple of times in different research over the last decade or so.
Yeah. And what? Go ahead. First of all, I guess my question is with beards. Is there a typical reason why men grow their beards out? Is there a motive behind it from what you've studied?
I think there are a number of motives, especially these days. We live in a very culturally diverse and open kind of culture right now. In the past, there was pretty strong rules about how you were supposed to groom yourself, and so there's always one standard, everyone had to follow. Okay. And nowadays, there's a little more flexibility, so a lot of reasons that people have beards.
Okay, so was there a point where having any kind of facial hair was looked down upon, even in the U.S., would you say?
Oh, yeah. Most of the 20th century, beards were very much looked down upon, even illegal or barred by employers.
How'd that even happen?
Well, actually, in the early 20th century, employers decided they wanted their male employees, all their employees mostly, to be professional and clean cut and team player type guys, and it got clean, mm-hmm. in general, and that got strongly associated with the clean shaven look, and then they enforced it in company rules, and the courts upheld them.
Oh, really? So it was actually you could be fired for having facial hair or something.
So you could. Yeah, and there's a famous case involving police in New York State, and that case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court judged in 1976 that the employer, in this case the county police, had the right, a city in New York, had the right to enforce shaving rules.
It's Christopher Oldstone Moore. The book is of Beards and Men, The Revealing History of Facial Hair. So are we talking about a beard, or was sideburns, were those illegal also?
They would stipulate exact dimensions. So how low the ear hair could go below the top of the ear, mm-hmm. for the sideburn, and if you could have a mustache, exactly how large that could be.
Okay.
Now, and that was true for Walt Disney, for example. If you worked at a Walt Disney theme park, you had to shave off all your facial hair, and they changed that rule just in 2012, I think it was.
Didn't Walt Disney have a mustache? Am I right there?
Yeah, you couldn't have a mustache until the last few years. Yeah,
okay,
now you can.
He himself did.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, he did have a mustache.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a little irony in life, you know. Mm. Do as I say, not as I am. I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, what happened? How did we loosen up on these rules?
I think that there's it comes from the grassroots, enough people think that they want it and it's appropriate, and that kind of eventually puts pressure on companies like Walt Disney and others to allow a little space for that. I think there's a little bit of a beard movement going on in the last decade or so. And,
is the hipster movement kind of part of that?
Well, the hipster is one thing. The hipster is one thing. But you got your good old country boys with their, you know, goatees, and that's another thing, you know. And I think that in general there are a lot of reasons that men want to show some facial hair these days. I think they're feeling like masculinity is a little bit under fire.
Yeah, and do you think the beards are going to save us then?
It might make us feel better anyway.
Yeah. Now, there are now, I mean, it's pretty serious. I know in the Middle East, these hair transplants, they're not playing around. Is it, how no. serious is it for them over there, the having a beard?
Well, there it's a religious thing as well. I mean, there's a pretty well documented tradition of Muhammad wearing facial hair, and actually in some documents and that are not part of the Quran but are also considered important to talk about how Muhammad spoke of men needing to wear their beards and. Yeah. And be men. You
so
know?
Typically, Christopher Oldstone Moore, by the way, the book is of beards and men. Do women historically, did they like bearded men? Was that something that was kind of viewed as attractive?
What I argue is it changes with history, right? It changes with the times. And we're finding that stubble's popular now. I think that's because, that's a very common look with movie stars and others, and it's seen as attractive now. But I think in the past, other research and I think women tend to favor clean shaven more than beards. You know?
Because you talk about the 20th century with this anti-beard movement, but before that, look at the 1800s.
Yeah.
Everyone had facial hair back then. So was it more encouraged or accepted at that point?
Well, that was another beard movement, yeah. That was for about the second half of the 19th century or so. And I think that was a real assertion of manly independence. And, it's not just a coincidence that happened when the women's movement started to take form.
Hmm. What about men that can't really grow good-looking beard? What are they left with? Huh?
Well, there are fake beards that that can be purchased. In fact, there were times in the 19th century when soldiers, particularly officers, were required to have a mustache, and if you were too young or too smooth to get one, then you had to figure out how to get a fake one.
Interesting. A fake... They're not convincing, are they, nowadays?
Oh, I don't know. I think they could be. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You see, I mean, if you take a testosterone, right, can that encourage facial hair growth?
I don't. Well, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not going to save you if you're not a very hairy person, I don't think.
Yeah. Really? I guess I've never seen a fake. Maybe I don't know if it's a fake beard, but I assume it just wouldn't look very realistic if I saw one, you know?
Yeah, you'd probably get off better with a fake mustache. Not quite as, visible. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Well, what's the future, then, for beards? Do you think, as we head into the future, they'll be... we'll see kind of this renewed effort to keep men from growing facial hair?
I think that beards are here to stay for a while. I don't know if they'll take over, but I think they're here to stay.
Yeah. Is there a correlation between losing your hair on your head and then deciding to grow a beard? Is there a connection?
There can be, yes. I see that. There also is the opposite, which is where I see a lot of bearded men, when their beards start to go gray, they get rid of them.
Hmm.
So, it's all kind of, I think the aging thing is something that plays a role in a lot of people's thinking.
Well, nothing ages you more than a gray beard. Is that fair to say?
That's right.
Yeah. That coloring the beard, does that turn out okay? Or?
I've never done it myself. I'm starting to gray, and I thought about it, but I have not used the product. They're certainly on every counter, every pharmacy you go to. There's plenty of it. So
it's kind of shocking, though. If you know someone with facial hair and they just shave it and you've never seen them that way, it's kind of startling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think that men who have beards and then shave them off, they're the ones that get the most reaction and resistance, that people get used to them and they like it.
It kind of appears, kind of makes the chin look a little bolder when you have a beard, doesn't it?
Well, if you have a bold chin, yeah. Yes, I think that's part of the idea that that the beard enhances the chin area, and that's one of the reasons it's it's there.
Yeah, George Washington, no beard on him though.
No, that was a beard. That was a clean shaven era. Everyone was supposed to be very cultivated gentlemen.
1700s, clean shaven. In the 1800s, you had to have a beard in the military. You said. If you're an officer.
In the middle of the late middle of 19th century, yeah, that's right. In Europe, it's not so in the United States. We're more anti-beard than Europeans are. I was just in Europe just a few weeks ago, and there are more beards there than there are here still. So that's a long tradition there of more facial hair.
Christopher Oldstone Moore, his book is Of Beards and Men, The Revealing History of Facial Hair of Beards and Men. Christopher Oldstone Moore here on WILS. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for having me.